Well, welcome back to the last message in the series, Life is Good. We've been discussing how life can be good as we follow the leading of the Lord and trust Him that life can be good spiritually, life can be good relationally, life can be good emotionally, life can be good physically. Last week, we talked about life being good financially, but this week, we're talking about how life should be good continually and can be and will be good as we follow the leading of the Lord. And so for the last, well, since the beginning of the series, we started in Genesis in the very beginning, and we worked through Genesis, then we worked through Exodus. This week, we're looking at the book of Joshua, and it has some really key points in showing us how to live continually in the goodness of God and knowing that life is good even when we encounter difficulty. So we're going to jump right in to Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read the first 9 verses because in it give us some biblical keys, some truths that we can hold on to continually walk in the goodness of God. And we can continually say, life is good and so is the Lord. Here it is. So in Joshua 1, verse 1, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land that I'm giving them. You see, it doesn't really start good, at least not for Joshua, because his leader, his mentor, his father figure had just died. And God appears to him and speaks and says, Joshua, Moses is dead, but I've got something for you. And I want you to know that even when there's difficult and hard situations, that we can know that it's still good. And here's the key that I want you to get, because God is with you. God is with you. How do you live continually knowing that life's good, continually like walking in the presence and the power of God, knowing that He is there, that His presence is with you, that His power is with you? God is with you. That's never a question. It should never be a question, though you've probably asked it. I have. Lord, where are you? Where are you at? That's never the question. The question is, am I with Him? Am I with Him? Time's come for you to lead these people into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you'll be on land that I've given you, from the Negev in the wilderness to south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates to the Mediterranean Sea, all the land of the Hittites. Look at verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. God is with you. Who do you look to as heroes in the faith? Maybe you have a pastor that you look to. Maybe you look at Billy Graham. Maybe you look at somebody like a T.D. Jakes, and you go, they are a hero in the faith. And you know that God's with them, but you have to know that God is with you. How do you live out that life? Knowing that God's hand is on you and that you are going to follow His word in your life. And then he says this in verse 6, be strong and courageous. God's speaking to Joshua, be strong. He's telling him, be strong and courageous. We all say, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, give me courage. But he tells us, be strong and courageous. Why would he tell us that? Because when we know that God is with us, it gives us strength and courage, knowing that He's with us, knowing that He sees the path ahead of us, but also knowing that He says, hey, listen, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. You walk that out. God's with me. That's the first thing. Look at verse 7. Again, he says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them. Look at verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Then you'll prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This big biblical principle of how we know that life is good continually, like we walk this out, is we know that God's with us. But the second principle is also hugely important. It's knowing this, that God has already defeated the enemy. Because he tells Joshua, listen, Moses is dead, but you've got to lead the people into the land that I promised them. So you lead them. I'm going to be with you. You don't need to freak out or be afraid. You're going to have to face the enemy, but I want you to know something, that I'm going to be with you through all of it. And that's what he says to us. You know, as we walk out this life of faith, it doesn't mean the bad things don't happen. It means that we know in spite of the bad that God is good and that he's with us. Do you know that? I pray that you do. In Joshua chapter 6, they've crossed into the land and they have their first enemy encounter at the town of Jericho. It's a large walled city with massive walls. It's a tremendous, it's a stronghold and a fortress, and they have to take it. But God gives them the key on how to take it. And he tells them what to do, how to march around the city every day for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, march around the city seven times on the seventh day. And the whole time, every time they've walked around the city, they've marched around it. It's been in procession like over 1 million people. So this is a long procession. They're marching around the city, but they're doing it in silence. On the seventh day, on the seventh time, they're to shout. And then God tells them what's going to happen. Tells him he's going to defeat the enemy. When the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, God said, blow the ram's horn. They shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged straight into the town and captured it. God paved the way for their victory because he had already defeated the enemy. That's what you got to know. That God's with you, that he's already defeated the enemy. The enemy is defeated. What Jesus did on the cross broke the curse of sin. Like, we don't have to walk under the curse. We can walk in faith and blessing and knowing that God's already defeated the enemy. He's with us. He's defeated the enemy. But here's the third thing you also have to know. You still have to fight. The walls came down, but they still had to fight. God took down the defenses of the enemy and made the enemy defenseless, but they still had to capture the city. And God has called you to him. He tells you that he's with you. May you be with him. May you walk into the place that he has for you. May you know that he's already defeated the enemy, but you still have to do your part. You still have to fight. So many Christians, they fall away in their faith from the Lord. And they go, and this is what happens, like, Lord, where are you? They encounter bad circumstances. They encounter an attack of the enemy in their life, and they begin to question whether or not God is with them. They begin to question, Lord, I thought you said you'd defeat the enemy. God is with you. God has defeated the enemy, but you still have to do your part. Don't lose faith in God because you're unwilling to fight. That's a hard word, but it's so true. We have to do our part. Even last week, financially, we talked about like being a good steward and like with what's in your hand. And sometimes it's got to be a sword because you're about to encounter the enemy. That enemy's defeated, but you still have to fight. How do we live out this Christian walk for the rest of our lives? God's with me. He's already defeated the enemy. But Lord, I know I've still got to fight. And you fight. The battle never ends, by the way. Joshua 13, verses 1 through 6. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read the first verse, probably. When Joshua was an old man, now remember, his life had been stepping step by step, like one foot in front of the other, into the place that God had for him. He knew that God was with him. He knew that God had defeated the enemy, but his life had been a series of battles. As Christians, our life is often a series of battles. We battle this flesh. We battle the enemy. We battle other people who are dealing with their flesh. And then God speaks to him at the end of his life as an old man, and the Lord said to him, "You're growing old, and much land remains to be conquered." God calls us home. Our assignment continues because we're part of the family of God. And God's a generational God with generational blessings in store for us as we follow him. I know you want generational blessing in your life. If you're a parent, you want your kids to go further and do more than you did. You want more of the blessing of God in their life. How does that work? Here's how that works. You continue the fight, knowing that God's with you, that he's defeated the enemy, but you're still fighting. Look at what he says, and God says in verse 6, he says, I myself will drive these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites. So be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I've commanded you. You're an old man. Much land remains to be conquered. Time goes by quickly. I had a sobering conversation with my wife that when I was 16, 30 years ago, it seemed like it was yesterday. 30 years from now, I'm going to be 76. That's a scary, I'm looking at our camera guy, I'm looking at Brent going, that's a scary thought. I remember 16 like it was yesterday. Like, really, I do. I can remember details about days. And like 30 years from now, I'm going to be 76. Oh my gosh, it goes quickly. Stay in the fight. How do we do that? How do we stay strong? How do we finish strong? That's really the key. How do I finish strong? Here's how. Number one, start strong. Start strong. Every day, start strong. I'm going to go back to Exodus when Joshua was a young man and he was the protege to Moses. Moses was his mentor. And Moses had this habit of going to the tent of meeting where he would meet with God. And all of the nation of Israel, they'd stand outside their tents, they'd watch. But it was Joshua who stood right outside the door of the tent of meeting. While Moses was meeting with God, Joshua was right there. How do we finish strong? Here's the first thing. We stay close to the tent of meeting. Exodus 33, 8 through 11, whenever Moses went to the tent of meeting, all the people would get up and stand at the entrances of their own tent. They'd all watch Moses until he disappeared inside. Then they go back to their business. They watch Moses go in to meet with God. As he went into the tent, the pillar of the cloud would come down and hover at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. When the people saw the cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they would stand and bow in front of their own tents. Inside the tent of meeting, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. And afterwards, Moses would return to the camp. But the young man who assisted him, Joshua the son of Nun, would remain behind in the tent of meeting. How do you finish strong? You start strong. That means daily you need to be in the tent of meeting with the presence of the Lord, seeking Him. That's how you continually walk out this journey in life in faith. Man, so many people have deconstructed their faith. So many people have fallen from faith. It does not matter what people fall into. People fall into all sorts of craziness. But I can promise you this. Everybody who falls out of faith is because they've fallen, not into sin, they've fallen out of the place of the presence of God in their life. They all fall from that place where they just stop going into the tent of meeting. How do you finish strong? Stay close. Be in the tent of you meeting with God. This is a relationship. Spend time with Him. He's with you. Spend time with Him. The second thing, listen to the voice of the Lord. A lot of people hear the voice of the Lord. I mean, you can be flipping through the channels and come across a Christian program, and the guy is crazy, but it might be the Lord. And you hear it, and you go, that guy crazy. Kablik. I've done that, because sometimes they really are crazy. But it's amazing how God will use people in their craziness. He'll use situations and circumstances to speak His word to you. He'll use the Bible primarily. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Joshua 1, 7 through 9. Read it earlier. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning to the right or the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Listen. Don't just hear. Listen to the voice of the Lord when He's saying to you, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous, which means you got to be in the tent of meeting. Don't deviate from the word of God. then you'll be successful in your faith journey. Stay close to that tent of meeting. Be every day in that tent of meeting with the Lord. Listen to what He's speaking to you. Obey it. Commit it to memory. Listen to it. Heed it. And here's the third thing. Never grow too old to try something new. I love the book of Joshua because Joshua is amazing, but I have a favorite character in it. It's the character of Caleb. He was one of the spies back in the day that when Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Israel to spy it out, 10 of them came back and said, these guys are too big, too bad, we cannot take the land. But Joshua and his friend Caleb came back and said, no, God's with us. Yeah, they're big and they're bad, but God's bigger and we can take this land. Caleb's an old, old man at the end of the book of Joshua. He's an old man. He's 85 years old, but something happens. Joshua goes to him, says, you know, hey, wait, well, this is what Caleb says. I'm just going to read it. Joshua 14, 10 through 12. It says, now, as you can see, the Lord, this is Caleb speaking, the Lord has kept me alive and well as He promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I am 85 years old, and I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me out on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord's promised me. You'll remember that as a scout, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. These were giants. But if the Lord is with me, I'll drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. This 85-year-old man says, I still got fight left in me. You know what? I think I'm going to go tackle those giants before I die. Because you've got to know that you are never too old to step into something new that God has for you. You were not washed up. I don't care what your life has been like. God really doesn't care what your life has been like. When you look to Him right where you are, He promises you a great future. Even this 85-year-old man is like, I still got fight left in me. Lord, I know that You're with me. If the Lord's with me, and He is, I can do this. And here's what's crazy. He goes and He does it, because our journey never ends until we breathe our last. And even then, it's only a transition to the other side of the journey. How do we live continually out this journey of faith? God's with me. God's with me. He's already defeated the enemy. I got to fight, which means I better stay close to the presence of God, close to that tent of meeting. I better listen to the voice of the Lord and realize it's never too late to step out in faith. And maybe you need to do that. Maybe you look at your past and go, it's a train wreck. Maybe the enemy whooped your behind. Maybe the trials, the temptations, the difficulties in this life have put you in a place where you feel defeated. I'm telling you right now, God's with you. He defeats the enemy. He already has. You have to trust Him in that. How do you do that? It's as easy as ABC. Acknowledge that God loves you and that you messed everything up by doing it your way. But believe that Jesus died on the cross to bring forgiveness and redemption for all of your past sins. And then see. Confess. Confess your sins. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Jesus, I believe You died on that cross for me. Maybe you need to start a new journey of faith with Him. If that's you, I want to pray with you right now. It's really simple. I'm just going to pray. Nothing magical in the prayer, but it's unbelievably powerful when you pray it sincerely. And if that's you and God's dealing with you about your journey of faith, this isn't the end, it's the very beginning. Just pray with me. Say, dear Lord, I know my shortcomings, my fault. Lord, I recognize my sin. But Jesus, I believe You died on that cross to pay the price for my sin and to redeem all of the pain of the past in my life. And so I say today that You are my Lord. I receive Your forgiveness. My life is Yours in Jesus' name. Amen. And if that's you, Man, let us know what's going on. I want to see you grow in your walk with the Lord. I want to connect you with people that can help you do that. Put resources in your hand that can show you the life that God has for you as you seek Him. Well, it's been a great series. It's been great to be here with you, and I look forward to what we're stepping into next week. God bless.